Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Happy holiday season!
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. I hope you're enjoying the holidays as we are. Today's topic is culture.
And the title of our lesson is, It's Almost Christmas. It's Almost Christmas. Pauline, you were excited about talking about this topic yesterday. Can you remind us what we talked about?
Sure. We talked about lots of different ways people celebrate Christmas throughout the month of December. We decorate our houses, we make Christmas cookies, send Christmas cards, and buy presents for friends and family.
Oh, and don't forget about the music. Everywhere you go, you will hear Christmas music this time of year. And I know you like that, Pauline.
That's true. Some people get tired of hearing Christmas music everywhere they go, but I love it.
Well, we're going to keep talking about this topic, Christmas season, today. Let's get started by looking at our Read It. Here's Pauline for some help.
It is hard to buy gifts for Taylor's brother. He really likes sausage. Maybe she can find a sausage of the month club. She'll look online. Susie made a list for Santa Claus every year in her childhood. So did Taylor. She used to ask Santa for lots of toys. Susie used to ask Santa for a horse.
Well, I think this time of year, everyone is rushing to get their gifts. And friends, right now we need to rush to our keywords. Here's our teacher, Christina, with them.
Hello, Taylor 想为他哥哥买圣诞节礼物，但是他什么都有了，真的很难买。It's so hard to buy gifts for him. 形容词 hard 就是困难的。不过他哥哥好像喜欢吃 sausage。He really likes sausage. 名词 sausage 就是香肠或腊肠。Susie 建议他上网去找礼物。You can look online. 句尾的 online 是副词，表示在线上，在网上。Susie 说她小时候每一年都列礼物清单给圣诞老人。She made a list every year in her childhood. 名词 childhood 指的是小时候、童年或幼年时期。Taylor 他也会列清单，而且每次都是要很多玩具。She asked for a lot of toys. 玩具就是 toy. Susie 说她曾经很想要一匹马做圣诞礼物。Susie asked for a horse. 马就是 horse.
Susie, what do you get for a person who has everything? My brother is hungry.Hard to buy for.
What about getting him a gift of the month club?
Oh, you mean like a fruit of the month club?
Right. Then he'll receive something every month.
Maybe there's a sausage of the month club. My brother loves sausage.
I'm sure there is. Just look online.
Okay, Pauline, here's the big question. Have you finished buying the gifts for everyone yet?
Well, almost, but I still need to buy a gift for my dad. He's really hard to buy gifts for.
What about me?
Well, you too.
Okay, thank you. Well, anyway, Taylor has a similar problem.
She does?
Yes, Taylor's brother is hard to buy gifts for too.What does hard to buy for mean?
Hard is the opposite of easy. My mom is easy to buy for. I know lots of things she will like for a gift. I can buy her clothes or jewelry or books. But I don't know what my dad will like. He's hard to buy for.
I think my dad is hard to buy gifts for too, because he already has a lot of things. And he is happy withwhat he has. He doesn't want more stuff.
Oh, it sounds like Taylor's brother is like that too. That's why Taylor asks What do you get for a person who has everything?
Great question. But before answering that, let's learn more about that question. Here's Christina to help.
Taylor 想买礼物送给他哥哥，可是他哥哥什么都不缺，所以 Taylor 请 Susie 帮他出点主意。What do you get for a person who has everything? 这个句子里的 get 有买的意思。我们常说 I can get a sandwich for you. 我可以买个三明治给你。所以给谁买东西会用到介系词 for。所以 Taylor 说的 What do you get for a person who has everything? 句尾的 who has everything 是形容词子句，修饰前面的 a person。所以 a person who has everything 就是一个什么都有的人。如果有人好像什么都不喜欢，那到底该买什么礼物给他呢？ What do you get for a person who doesn't like anything?
Thanks, Christina. So, Peter, what do you get a person who has everything?
Susie has a good idea. She suggestsgetting a gift of the month club, like a fruit of the month.
Hey, that is a fun idea. A fruit of the month club sends a box of fruit to you every month for a year, right?
That's right. There are many clubs like this. For example, there are coffee of the months, flower of the month clubs.
Oh, I think my brother would like a cheese of the month club, but...I don't know about my dad.
Well, Taylor has an idea for her brother. Her brother loves sausage. That's a type of meat that looks similar to a hot dog. She says maybe there's a sausage of the month club.
Oh, that is a good idea. I mean, for Taylor's brother. My dad's vegetarian, so he won't want a sausage of the month club.
Well, it's good to understand the people you are buying your gifts for.There are lots of different gifts of the month clubs. Just look online and see if there's any one that your dad would like.
Just look online? You mean check the internet?
Yes, just look online. That's today's
calendar phrase.
Just look online.
Just look online.
只要上网看看。
I need lots of information.
Just look online.
I want to buy something.
Just look online.
I need directions.
Just look online.
I can't look online. You have my computer.
Just look online.
Just look online.
只要上网看看。
I am going to look online too. If I buy gifts online, then I won't have to go to the mall. I like that idea.
Okay. Well, what about you, friends? Do you prefer buying gifts online or going to the mall? Talk about that with a friend in English. Then we'll be right back to learn more. Don't go away.
English, 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Hey, Pauline, what is one of the best Christmas gifts you've ever received?
Ooh, good question. I loved to read when I was a kid. One Christmas, I woke up to see a big new bookshelf in my bedroom. My dad built it for me as a gift.That was pretty special as a present.
Wow, he made something for you. That is always very special. Well, let's find out what happens in Conversation B.
Did you make a list for Santa Claus in your childhood?
Of course. Every Christmas, I wrote to Santa and gave him my list.
Me too. I used to ask him for lots of toys.
Did you get everything on your list?
No, did you?
No. I asked for a horse every Christmas, but I never got one.
I'm not surprised.
Many children in the United States believe in Santa Claus. Santa Claus is in many Christmas stories, books, and movies.
Santa Claus is a friendly, fat old man with a long beard. He lives in the North Pole and brings Christmas presents to everyone around the world on Christmas Day.
Well, that's the story anyways. Santa Claus isn't real, but many kids think he's real when they are young. Did you make a list for Santa Claus when you were a kid, Peter?
Wait, Santa's not real?
Peter, you knew that.
Okay, just joking. Yes, I would make a list, but mostly to give my parents.
Okay, well, the time when you were a child is called your childhood. I lived in Montana when I was a kid, so I spent my childhood in Montana. I had a very happy childhood, and Christmases were a very special part of my childhood.
When Susie was a child, she wrote to Santa Claus every year at Christmas time. She wrote him a list of all the gifts she wanted for Christmas. Taylor did too.
What did Taylor ask Santa for Christmas?
She asked him for toys. Toys are things kids play with. For example, kids like to play with their toy cars. Girls often like to play with their toy dolls. Those are types of toys.
Sure. When I was a kid, I used to ask for lots of toys, too. Used to is a very useful phrase. It's a good way to talk about something you did in the past, but don't do anymore.
For example, I used to drink a lot of soda pop, but now I don't. It's too sweet.
I used to drive to work every day, but now I usually walk to work.
Hey, this is good. Let's get Rebecca to help us keep practicing this. Rebecca?
Hello, friends. I'm so excited. Why? Well, it's time to learn a new grammar point. If you want to say that you used to do something, you can use this grammar point. What are we waiting for? I used to live in San Francisco. So, I don't live in San Francisco anymore. Or you could also say, I used to go to the movies a lot. So I might still go to the movies, just not a lot. Well, friends, it looks like you are ready to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. I used to be a waitress, but now I'm a teacher.
I used to live in the Philippines. But I don't live there anymore.
When I was in college, I used to stay up very late every night. But now I try to go to bed earlier.
Okay, back to Taylor and Susie. They used to write Santa Claus every Christmas when they were kids. Taylor used to ask for lots of toys, but she didn't get everything she asked for.
Neither did Susie, although I'm not surprised. Did you hear what Susie used to ask for?
Oh, I did. But before I say, let's go to Christina to learn more about this phrase, to ask for something.
Susie 说她小时候每年过圣诞节都跟圣诞老公公要一匹马做礼物。I asked for a horse every Christmas. 动词 ask 在这里是要求、请求的意思。我们生活中常会跟某人要某样东西，这个时候就可以用 ask someone for something。比如 ，we can ask her for some advice， 我们可以请她给一点建议。或者 ，did you ask her for some juice？ 你有没有跟她要果汁喝？这个就是句型 ask someone for something 的用法。
Thanks, Christina.So, Peter, what did Susie ask for when she was a kid?
She used to ask for a horse, but not a toy horse. Susie wanted a real horse.
Wow, that's a big gift. Horses are expensive and a lot of work to care for.
Wow, yes, I think you need to live on a farm to own a horse. Well, anyway, it's time for us to review. Let's take a look and say those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Hard. Hard. It's dark, so it's really hard to see.
Sausage. Sausage. He likes to eat sausage.
Online. Online. You can find a lot of things online.
Childhood. Childhood. She was very shy in her childhood.
Toys. Toys. The child played with her toys.
Horse. Horse. Can you ride a horse? Okay, friends, keep on practicing. And now let's take a look at our lesson one more time.
Susie, what do you get for a person who has everything? My brother is hard to buy for.
What about getting him a gift of the month club?
Oh, you mean like a fruit of the month club?
Right. Then he'll receive something every month.
Maybe there's a sausage of the month club. My brother loves sausage.
I'm sure there is. Just look online.
Did you make a list for Santa Claus in your childhood?
Of course. Every Christmas, I wrote to Santa and gave him my list.
Me too. I used to ask him for lots of toys.
Did you get everything on your list?
No, did you?
No. I asked for a horse every Christmas, but I never got one.
I'm not surprised.
Hey, Pauline, did you make those Christmas cookies? They look great.
No, these ones aren't mine, but my Christmas cookies do usually look very nice.
Okay, I believe you, Pauline. Just remember that I said that, okay? This also reminds me of another thing that kids do for Christmas, on Christmas Eve.
Oh, right. Some families have their kids put out a plate of cookies and some milk on the table the night before Christmas. They are supposed to be for Santa Claus.
Of course, it's really the mom and dad who eat the cookies later. I think that's fair. It's also the parents who put out the gifts at night, right? So they deserve a little treat.
Good point. I never thought of that. But even if you don't put out a plate of cookies for Santa Claus, you can still enjoy making Christmas cookies for your friends and family this holiday season.
That's for sure. I always enjoy it when my friends and family share cookies with me. Pauline.
Well, friends, I could chat about Christmas all day long, but I think it's time for James and Ginger to get to talk a little about Christmas. Do you think they like Christmas?
You know, my favorite cookies are chocolate chip, just so you remember.
Oh, okay, all right. Thank you for that. But I think it's time to talk to James and Ginger. Let's go to them now.
No, not that. No, I don't think so.
What are you doing, Ginger?
I'm deciding about what Christmas gift to buy.
Ooh, who is the gift for?
You. It's hard to buy a Christmas gift for you, James.
It's not hard. Just look online.
Yeah, but there are so many choices. Coffee, books, sweaters, socks.
Those are all good choices.
Really?
Yes, just pick one.
Okay, but which one? Coffee, books, hats, sweaters, socks? Oh, choosing your gift is so hard.
Well, you are easy to buy for.
I am?
Yes, I know what you like, and I'm going to give you a...
Don't tell me! I want my banana to be a surprise.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about Christmas. And here to answer our question is my guest, Ms. Elfie.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Elle. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Now, Elle, we have a question here about Christmas. Can you help us answer it?
Well, sir, I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday.
Christmas is my favorite holiday, too. Our question today comes from Jatsu Tai of Sydney, Australia. I just moved to Australia. I am celebrating my first Christmas here. My friends invited me to go caroling, but I don't know what that is. Can you explain?
That's a great question. Christmas caroling is one of my favorite Christmas traditions.
Me too. Elle, can you tell our friends what caroling is?
Yes. First, let's talk about Christmas carols. A carol is a song. Christmas carols are songs about Christmas. They often tell something about the Christmas story from the Bible.
What are some famous Christmas carols?
Ooh, well, one of my favorites is Joy to the World, the Lord is Come.
Hey, you have a nice voice. Well, that's a good one. Oh, what about Silent Night, Holy Night?
Yes. Oh, and Angels We Have Heard on High, Sweetly Singing O'er the Plain.
I love that one. Okay, so now we know what a carol, the noun, is. What is caroling, the verb?
Ah, around Christmas time, people in Western countries like to go to people's houses and sing Christmas carols to their neighbors.
Why do they do that?
It's a fun way to spread Christmas cheer.
That's true. Caroling is a great way to share the joy of the Christmas season. Thanks for answering our question, Elle. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Pauline, I think we did a good job of talking about all the ways people celebrate the Christmas season.
Well, maybe not all of the ways, Peter. We still haven't talked about all the great Christmas movies you can watch. And there are still lots of Christmas songs we could sing.
Okay, Pauline, you're right. But I guess there is still more this month that we can talk about Christmas. But we'll have to save that for another show.
Oh, I guess you're right. But I am really glad it's the Christmas season. And friends, we hope you join us for a lot of shows this month. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Well, we'll see you then right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.